Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Biz Radio U, pushing knowledge further by spotlighting the best in business.
Hello and welcome, everybody. I'm Adam Wozniak, and I'm joined here, as always, by my co-host and producer, Darren Parkinson, and our guest slash co-host,
Alex Stoker.
Alex Stoker. All right, how you doing, guys?
Doing great. How you doing?
Doing well. Today we have two very special guests. Well, I guess two and a half, three. Alex, you're an entire guest. And they are Broderick Armbruster and Royland Walker of Finally Noticed. And they're here to talk about their organization and a very special music competition slash charity event. Is that right?
Yes.
Correct, yes.
Slash combo. And it's called High Note. How you doing, guys?
Great.
I'm doing just fine. It's Roiland Lyons. Don't want to correct you on there, but yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the event.
So usually Roiland's the good one at that.
Yeah.
But I would try my best.
Just a little bit. Go for it, bro.
So what it is, it is a music competition between Georgia State University and Kennesaw State University. We are asking for three artists from each school, which we have been determining right now, actually. And what we're doing is that we're having two rounds. The first round is going to be each artist performing one cover song. And then after that, we have our judging panel, which we have some special guests. If you guys come and visit, it'll be amazing. And after that, we're selecting one artist from each school. So therefore, that artist would be able to perform two original pieces. And if they're not comfortable, we are willing to do another cover song. But we do prefer getting their original work out there because we want them to elevate in the industry itself. So we have been focusing this whole event around philanthropy. We're asking each artist to select a charity that is close to their hearts so that the winning money that we're raising, and we're trying to raise up to $1,000. So far, we're pretty close to that. And the winner of the whole competition itself, they get to donate that money to that charity that they feel most, I guess, susceptible or drawing to.
Okay. What type of musicians are you looking for? Or what do you have in mind?
All right. So we are pretty...
Everything except for rap.
Yeah, we're pretty open to genres, from like folk to country, R&B, if it's singing, of course, to what other genres? Alternative, we have some rock, classic rock submissions.
So is it all just vocalists, or is it?
Most definitely.
We're focusing, I hate to say it, but it's kind of derivative of The Voice and American Idol in a sense. We're actually mainly focusing on their vocal performance, not necessarily if you can play an instrument. We'd rather you be able to sing than, look impressive on a guitar.
Gotcha. Because the first thing that came to mind, like some guy just killing it on trumpet for
That's a talent show. We're not trying to do that.
Yeah, we're not a talent show.
That's next year. Don't worry.
Not thrown by us. Yeah.
So no jazz flute?
I partake in it.
So if Will Ferrell came up there.
If somebody sang well playing the jazz flute.
No, the fruit.
Jazz fruit. Yeah, jazz fruit.
Favorite type of fruit.
Jazz
flute. So you can have duos?
Yeah, of course. There can be more than one artist up there. Yeah. There's going to be bands as of right now.
Snap. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
As long as you got the talent, man. That's what matters.
Yeah.
You got the talent for it? You think you got it?
Yeah, man.
September 23rd, man. Come through.
I don't know. Y'all said no solo. I mean, I'll just run up there with a sousaphone and just blow you guys away.
Boom.
Don't lie. You're going to bring that trumpet. That's why you brought it up.
I play sousaphone.
See, I play tenor saxophone. So the whole jazz flute thing, I got you, man.
I play bells. So it's actually an instrument. Everyone knows.
So how did you guys get into this?
Freshman year, 2014, Commons.
I was going to say a totally different story. But no, it was... So Broderick and I and a couple other friends were at lunch, and one of my mom's friends, Miss Carolee Larson, she's actually a professor at the university, came in and joined us at lunch. I told her about one of our friends that was actually at the Commons or at the table with us. And his name is Jake Harris. He actually was recognized by The Voice, skipped the first couple of rounds of The Voice before and got eliminated right before blind auditions. And then he's also been recognized by Warner Brothers Studios as well as a couple of other record labels. And so I was telling him about this and saying like he has a pretty strong following on YouTube, but nobody knows who he is because he's a business major. So I asked if there was a way to give a platform to the untapped potential. And she was just like, you can create a venture yourself. And then the idea came to life.
Entrepreneurship at its finest right there.
There you go. The light bulb moment right there.
Most definitely.
So you said, what kind of charity, like, do y'all have any charities set up already? Or is it just like whatever like people want?
So we have a few in mind just in case, because not everybody is, you know, not everybody's fully involved in charities and philanthropy in general. So we have a couple in mind. We thought about the, what's it?
St. Jude's Children's Hospital is going to be one of them. Autism Speaks, as well as...
Stop Bullying.
Yeah. Speak Out Against Bullying. But yeah, it's a suicide prevention charity. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, those are the three charities that we have right now permission from to
use.
Yeah.
So just the default ones. Okay. Because people are just like, charity's charity.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we definitely are giving the opportunity for our contestants to select some as well. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing of it. But if they don't have anything in mind, then we do have a general default for them if they want to choose one of those.
Okay. So you guys have been working on this for about 3 years now, right?
Not really. Okay. Freshman year, I tried to do this myself and it didn't really work out. I went to CAB, which is Kennesaw's Activities Board, and they tried to take the idea and make me do all the work and then they them get full credit. And so I didn't want to do that. Sophomore year was, it was too complicated. And so junior year, we started back up. And so technically, we've really been only doing this for a year. The idea came about 3 years ago, but
so
technically...
So it's been sitting in the back of your head for 3 years.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Now, that's why it's perfected right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because we actually first wanted to have this event during the spring semester. And we started working on the event, like what? November, October?
No, okay. We started really working on the event last summer. and then we kept talking about, okay, we're going to throw it in spring. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, every other organization that we went to just kept saying no.
They did not like us.
And no, it was like, it wasn't the fact that they didn't like us. They said they loved the idea and were willing to give resources. It was just that they weren't willing to hold the event themselves. Mm-hmm. Like every organization said, we love the idea, we're willing to help, but we're not willing to do it. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of had to work with what we had.
And when they say help, what does that encompass?
So for the business building and School of Music, they're actually going to be donating $1,000 each.
$500 from the School of Music.
Sorry, yeah. $500 from the School of Music. From some of the, what's it called? AV Club, they're actually providing equipment for what else, Broderick?
We have, we're partnered with RHA, which is the Residence Hall Association for Kennesaw State University. They're helping us with the venue because they have all the venues themselves on campus and they have availability for that for our event. So we're working with them with that. Besides that, like Roland said, the School of Music, the School of Business, we've been working with SLS, which is the Volunteerism Department of Kennesaw as well, just to have volunteers to help out with the event. We're reaching out to fraternities and sororities, Greek Life. They have a giant audience and just a group of people that will be interested in just involving themselves.
Yeah, and they have access to funds.
Yes, they do. Yeah. But their funds are usually for what they do because they have their own philanthropy as well. But it will be cool to have a Greek member represent their, you know, just the Greek Life, the Greek family in general. And whatever charity that they usually are partnered with, they can, you know, win the money for that. But that's up to their choice, of course.
Okay.
And then other forms of help that we've been receiving has been kind of, we've had to go out and reach for it. It's been, you know, things that you might not think about from the get-go. Like, we're going to need to promote this. We're going to need flyers. We're going to need social media. We're going to need people that are well-versed in these topics.
We're going to need a radio interview.
Yeah.
Exactly. Things like this. You know, if we're going to need... you know, apparel to hand out to help spread awareness for the event. We have to think about t-shirts. Okay, well, where are we going to order t-shirts? What price do we want? You know, what kind of quality are we looking for? Are we going to have the t-shirt, are we going to have it ready for the time of the event? You know, we need a logo. We need to have this logo on the shirt and this type of thing. Just a lot of little parts that you wouldn't necessarily think about until you start getting into the nitty gritty. And, you know, that's when you start reaching out to people. You know, definitely money helps, but you also have to find people with certain skills that are able to, you know, help you out where you need it.
Yeah, connections. We definitely learned that through this event, that connections are so important. Like just having friends and family that are willing to help us out with this event or just making new associates and new colleagues with this as well. Like now we've built a relationship and a good friendship with a director of the School of Music, Stephen Plate, great man. we can have normal conversations now that are just not only about the event. So it's kind of amazing how this literally created a family for us as well, alongside of a business and a professional relationship that we can have with others as well. Mm-hmm.
Stage management. That was the other one that I was thinking of. Yes, we talked to the theater department, and they are actually giving us stage managers to assist with the event. So that was the other
one. You're right.
Yeah, I was literally trying to think of that the entire time. I was like, what was it?
I was looking at you, just like staring. I was like, oh, I was just having a vision.
Yeah, I was like, what was it?
Sorry for the listeners, but y'all missed that. He totally was just gotta think of it.
Yeah. And I'm just throwing this out there. So for those of you that don't know, I've only been helping out this event for the last few months. So I haven't been here, 3 years ago when you guys came up with this, but I know we've definitely seen some hurdles ourselves, and we've been able to kind of go over those the last few months. But has there been anything in particular that you guys kind of found yourselves confronted with, I guess, before I was in the picture? I mean, I'm just curious because I don't think I ever asked that.
To be honest, you actually got in right when we were meeting the big people. Yeah.
So you guys did all the work already?
We set up everything.
I was about to say, honestly, when you came in, because for some of the people that we have Vince Sims from CBS coming. We have Adam Baum from Q100. Mm-hmm. We have Kevin Shine, who worked with Kanye West and people like that.
R. Kelly.
He worked with R. Kelly and Kanye West. And Alex was there before we met some of those people. Yeah. So to be honest, you came when it really got hard. Like originally when we were beginning, it was kind of difficult, but it was just going to organizations and them just saying no. But then when we actually started getting yeses and then meeting bigger people, it was when they started saying no, that was kind of the big deal.
And that's the point too, because we needed, that extra person to help us out with that. And we really do thank you a lot. Because at that point, like we had things lined up, but now it was time for the execution. And Roland and I, it was kind of hard for us just to do that by ourselves. It's awesome to have like another viewpoint and perspective about it. So just in case him and I have a disagreement, you can be the ones like, you know what? No, Roland's right. Or like, you know what? Broderick's right. I'm like, yeah, I know I am.
Well, Broderick's never right.
I'm always
it's
right.
It's always Roland's right.
But it sounds like they need you.
Yeah, we do.
You guys are making me blush. But yeah, I mean, it's been great so far. When I started with this event, I had no idea what was going on. Roland and Broderick kind of brought me up to speed, kind of told me what they wanted. But then we kind of figured out that we don't really know everything that we want and need. And it was kind of just a matter of breaking things up and kind of just going in a straight line, hitting a wall, figuring out you need this, this, and this. And it's kind of going another direction. Mm-hmm. A certain hurdle that I can think of right now is like something as simple as you want food for the event. Huh. The school needs to approve that. Like, if you want to get a food truck, that's simple. Turns out food trucks cost a lot more money than we thought. And especially with the limited budget that we have been given. I mean, we are so thankful for this budget. But, if we want food trucks, we're going to end up blowing all our money to get that. And it needs to be approved by the school as well. And, there's like safety reasons. And if someone gets sick or anything. And going with safety, also with the event, if you have like X amount of people here, you need to have security. And that's kind of something, I never thought about, having to hire, police officers?
Officers and a medic.
Yeah.
So you have to deal with any fire marshal stuff, like building codes?
No, because we're outside as of right now. So we haven't really had to deal with that.
On your own if there's a fire.
Yeah, pretty much.
Set outside on fire.
Broderick's just going to have a couple buckets of water, hoping that something good comes out of it.
Just pour some water.
Oh, one hurdle that I can think of is communication.
It's
so difficult to get people to respond back, especially if they're really not interested. I hate that there are so many people that will say that they'll help with it and then all of a sudden stop responding once we ask if you guys are still providing these resources. Like we talked to Mebus, the Mebus program, Keith. No?
We talked to the program in general, but there's been a couple others as well. Even just like internally as well as a group, as an organization, all of us have different schedules now, especially with classes started. We all work as well. So it's kind of hard for all of us to get together and communicate about our event and what we need to be having planned, because we need to get together for some of these executive decisions. Mm-hmm, we can't all just like make them on ourselves. Face, exactly. Yeah. So even just communication with that as well. And like Roland was saying before, with just other people, like some people did not seem interested, but then some people did. And then we try to communicate with them afterwards, but then they get busy as well. So it's just a part of life. And we had to accept and understand that.
Oh yeah. So they'll just ghost you.
Yeah. So, and it's not intentionally, I feel like they're genuinely like busy with something else, but it's just that maybe we seem like we're asking for too much, or they didn't really think that this is going to be as serious or as great as it kind of is now. So.
Right. Because, you know, if they don't say anything back, it's kind of hard to gauge where you went wrong.
Yeah, or, it's like, was it me? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so for annoying. A second there, my bad, I thought Roland was going to throw me under the bus. I know when I started helping them with this event, I was doing two internships. I had two summer classes going on at the same time. I was helping with the radio show. And all of a sudden, I was helping with this event on top of being a recording musician on the weekends. And I'm guilty of, you know, I'll say when things were kind of finally rolling, there were times where I wasn't responsive. I would tell them I'd get back to them on something. I didn't.
Did that,
I did maybe three, 4 days after the fact. And I know Roland and I had a heart to heart. You know, eventually it was like, Alex, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Do what you say you will. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm doing so many different things. But those things kind of died down for me. But I had to learn, like, okay, you know, I need to prioritize what I'm doing and actually do what I say that I'm going to do. And personal that sounds really basic. I mean, yeah, personal that's responsibility. True. That's one of the key things you learn in business. And, you know, if you want to be successful, but I guess my takeaway from that is, you know, as much as I want to keep myself busy and juggle all these different things, sometimes in order to give full attention, you need to pull back on other things.
Yeah.
You need to definitely make this. Yeah. This event itself taught me how to make sacrifices with just like certain things, whether it's like just relationships and whatnot. I didn't have a girlfriend in like 3 years because of this event.
Yeah, no, it's pretty tough. I actually, it's really weird because I wasn't going to throw you under the bus. I was throwing somebody else under the bus, Alex. But yeah, I mean, the same thing that happened to Alex happened to Broderick before Alex came on.
Roland and I had a nice heart-to-heart as well.
I whenever people aren't doing what they say they're going to do, I usually say something.
Flip out.
I'm not one of those people. I'm one of those people that actually likes confrontation. Like, I want you to do what you say you're going
to
do. So
ready to rumble.
Yeah, so I expect respect.
And it's pretty cool too, because even just having that as a close group of friends, why not as well? We all exchange characteristics. So I was really like usually like the really nice one and whatnot. And then Roland was the one who appreciates confrontation. And
so Alex, good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, perfectly. That's exactly what it was. Yeah. And then Alex is the one who's like very professional, why not as well. But all of us are exchanging those characteristics. Like now I am not afraid of confrontation as well. Like I love it now as well. Professionalism, that's important. I learned that from Alex and whatnot. And I can probably say the same thing from my characteristics to Roiland. Like he probably is a little bit more nice now. Cause I've seen it. I've seen you grow a lot over these last couple years. Sounds weird.
I've been very cautious in what I've said because like I've seen that sometimes what I say does kind of affect how things are going and they stop responding if I am a little bit disrespectful. Yeah. So I've been very careful and have let Broderick or Alex handle it whenever I don't appreciate
but
what's going
you
on.
Do it, you do like a great job as well because you used to be more abrasive and now you're smart. I mean, you've been smart, but your responses are they're genius, you know, because that's the thing as well. Like you have to learn how to respond to people, especially when they're super rude to you. Mm-hmm. It's just basic customer service skills in general as well. Mm-hmm. So even with this event, we've kind of learned how to just communicate with others as well as ourselves as an organization, as a business.
Oh, that's fantastic. Like the personal growth, the personal journey.
Most definitely.
Yeah. I mean, not to sound cheesy or anything, but that's exactly what you guys just
if
said.
If nothing else comes about from this event, at least we have each new other? Personality traits.
Oh. There we go.
I thought we were going to say each other, but that's fine.
No. Yeah, so, as soon as this event's over, Broderick, you and I are never talking again.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I guess one of the issues that a lot of millennials have is dealing with confrontation. So it sounds like you've learned a lot and it sounds like you're kind of the expert with that because you thrive in that.
Had it.
So do you have any advice for the listeners about how to deal with confrontation?
Do not be disrespectful about it. I originally was somebody that would like come up to you and say, are you kidding me? Like you need to get it together or else you need to get off this event. But now it's kind of being more understanding and just being like, hey, if there's other things that are going on, please at least tell me, okay? Yeah. You need to communicate with me so that I know what's going on, so that I know that if you can't do something, like if I ask you to do something and you can't do it, I know to have somebody else go and do it.
Yeah, and then also just like giving them recommendations as well. Like, you know, can you try this? And if they still seem that they are not interested or not actually trying, then after a certain point, you have to have that conversation like, yo, I definitely would love to work with you and I want you here and whatnot, but I need you to stick with this. You know, this is something that I've been sticking with and I expect you to do the same, especially if you had a high position or some type of executive personality within this as well. So it's just really going through that approach and really understanding, but at the same time, being able to say enough is enough.
Also, just don't be nervous. To be honest, like a lot of people, that's their problem is that they're just afraid of confrontation. And if you say it, you're going to feel so much better because like having to live with that, going to sleep at night, it's really difficult with that on your mind. So like actually going and saying something, it's not going to kill you, I promise.
And the best feeling too is like if you like executed that perfectly, because you just feel so good. It's like, wow, you know, like they're like, oh yeah, you know what? I will try. And you actually see them making a difference rather than, you know, you just like yelling at them. You're like, okay, this guy is a jerk, you know?
So. Well, I did threaten Broderick and Alex, so in my defense, but they did work a little harder after that.
No, I was more pissed off. I was like, really?
But
like,
that day he actually got us a meeting with RHA and then we actually got the organization. So. Mm-hmm.
If it works, it works.
Exactly. So sometimes threatening isn't exactly the worst thing. I'm just going to throw that out there.
If you have a good relationship with that person, you're not going to lose it.
If you know different. The dynamic between your different personalities, maybe sometimes you can get away with it. You know, we've definitely had moments where we've all kind of butted heads and just, you know, we've just had raw emotions come up. But I mean, we kind of learned together and kind of grew, like Broderick said earlier, and kind of figured out how to work out together. Because in the end, you know, we want to make this event as great as possible. And sometimes you just have to be completely honest with each other to make that happen.
So yeah, how's the experience been? Because it sounds like, I mean, you're all really great friends, like keeping it professional and the friendship going. How's that experience been?
Most of our relationship, I feel like, has been like professional.
Yeah.
But like with like, you know, like little sayings that friends just do. Like we have our group chat and the whole group chat is all of our events, so what we're doing, when we're having our meetings, who are we speaking with, who do we just get in contact with and whatnot. But at the same time, like within that group chat, you can see us like throwing little inside jokes at each other and whatnot as well. So it's super professional, getting the work done and whatnot. And it's very effective, but at the same time, it has a little, I guess, is joviousness a word?
I don't know.
It's not my vocabulary.
When something's jovial, yeah.
Brenna, do you know?
Just Joey. So it has a nice like jovial appeal to it as well.
Don't use words you don't know.
I'm always making up words, man.
I just wrote that one down.
60% of facts are made up on the spot, so sounds good to me.
Thank you. This is all about the confidence, you know? Exactly. Joviousness. I should be the next Webster Dictionary.
Yeah, or not.
On Webster Dictionary.
Sometimes he makes up words that just sound really stupid.
Great. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He
you guys are really close friends.
Like the cat in the hat.
We can feel it.
What's wrong with that? I can be the next Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, he's not the next Dr. Seuss.
Or so the first Broderick.
It's like Weird Al.
So going back to the event, what is the one thing you guys are most looking forward to? Is it, you know, I mean, people are in this for different things. Is it, do I want to raise the most amount of money? Do I want the most amount of people to show up? Do I want the winner of the event to become successful? Is it all of those things? I mean, what is it for you guys?
To be honest, like you guys said, I created the event. So seeing something that was in my mind just start out as a thought come to life, that's really what I'm looking forward to, is seeing just this dream turn into a reality.
I'm looking forward to be over.
I knew he was going to, we've both been saying that, but I was like, I'm going to do the professional thing today.
I'll do that. No, but in all seriousness, I just love how we've just thought of something, we planted a seed of an idea, and now we're watching it flourish and grow into this beautiful tree that can sprout out to different organizations and different universities, because we're planning to expand this whole concept as well. Mm-hmm. So just to see this three guys could just do like, you know, do something that's so momentous, to the university system of Georgia, and show that they did have that potential and they did perform well and expanded. I feel like that's inspiring to people. And I feel like we need more, not really entrepreneurial minds like that, but just like growth mindsets. Mm-hmm. And the thing about our generation as well, like you said, with the whole being a millennial, a lot of us don't stick to things. Like even just...
We don't.
Exactly. No. Whether it's relationships, hobbies, just ideas as well. Like we have these great ideas that can change the world, but we do not really stick to them. And because we get so discouraged, by, I guess, by our parents or by the society.
Yeah, it's
really
not cool anymore.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And we're so focused and worried about that. But I mean, if you think about it, we kind of grew up on that. And that's how every generation is.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of the not sticking to things, we had one friend that was also assisting with this event. And
the name would not be mentioned.
Yeah, I'll make sure to stay away from the name for that. No name dropping. But then I kind of told her that it would be best if it were...
The gender would not be mentioned.
Yeah, sorry. if it would not would mind it's not assisting with the event it. Anymore. Okay, Roderick. Anyways.
They.
There we go.
I think they is still safe.
They yeah, would not so far. Help with the event any longer. So in nicer terms.
But they still have been supporting us, of course. Like most of the people that we wanted to get included with this event, and they really couldn't help us. They still have been supporting us, whether it's like Facebook posts, reposting our flyers, whatnot as well, because that person did repost one of our pictures, which was great.
I saw.
Yeah, so it's just nice to have a family, honestly. And I really do thank both these gentlemen right here, Roland and awesome, my good friend, Alex, because like they really been just like helping us, you know, helping me specifically grow more. And I learned that even though we have like a professional and a business organization now, we're still like a family and we're still looking out for each other besides that. So
yeah, great. I'm curious on how it's going to end up after the event though.
Probably won't talk to each other.
Yeah.
But right before we wrap things up, kind of going on what you said about growth and development. I mean, you've developed from where you guys are, you know, now compared to then.
Oh yeah.
If you could go back in time and tell yourself something that you wish you had known then that you know now, what would it be?
Don't go after the same thing. If they say no once, don't continue to do that, because, or at least three times, don't pursue it, because at that point it's just wasting time.
Okay. It's funny because a lot of people say the opposite of that, but I guess there is a point where you need to understand when you know, you're overstepping your boundaries.
Yeah, I was about to say, because they going to back to Greek life and one of the programs in the music building, we actually asked both those organizations
over
for
and
assistance.
Over again.
Yes, over and over and over again. And I mean, we still haven't gotten really anything from them.
Sometimes you kind of just don't want to potentially sour any type of relationship. And, you know, sometimes organizations, it's not that they don't care about you, but they're busy. They've got, you know, limited funds. They've got limited amount of people and resources that they can actually put at you. And, you know, sometimes the silence isn't necessarily, you know, on purpose. It's not meant to make you feel bad. But like you said, you know, sometimes you need to know, I guess, when to back down and just try different things.
Yeah, like after three times, that's when I say, okay.
And especially if you're working on a timeline, you know, you have to keep the ball rolling. So.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. That's why we didn't actually have it in spring, because we focused really on one organization the entire fall semester, and then it just fell through. So.
Yeah, and we wanted it to be perfect, you know, or as perfect as it can be, and we needed more time to perfect everything. If we did it in spring, we would have had, you know, the CBS reporter, like we were saying before, and also the Q100 hosts too. So everything
thanks
lined
to Alex.
Up. Thanks, Alex. Yeah, we appreciate you, man. But one thing I've taken away from this though is definitely it's all right to be uncomfortable with certain things, you know, especially like my thing is I never liked speaking in front of people. I knew that I'd
potentially... You're doing good so far.
Thank you, yeah. I mean, it's not like I was nervous. It's that I always felt that I'll probably say this like something stupid, like joviousness. But, you know, like, so I just had to really learn how to get out of my comfort zone and realize that when you're uncomfortable, that's the best opportunity for you to have to grow. And that's my whole mindset right now, just to stay growing, keep on growing, whatnot. Like, just with anything we're doing, like I'm working on music as well. I'm not trying to give myself a shout out, but I'm working on some music right now. And just like growing with that, I'm trying to have a photography project that's going to be similar to Humans of New York, but for Atlanta. Okay. So I've been working on that for the last couple of months. We can talk to each other more about that afterwards.
Yeah.
But like I'm just working on several different projects just to grow more and have the whole Atlanta area grow as well. So
awesome. And then, you know, before we wrap up, our final question is, if you guys have, you know, any information, any way for our listeners to reach out to you guys, you know, whether it's personal or if it's through the organization, what would that be? Is it a Facebook, Twitter, email?
Yeah, it's a Facebook, Twitter, and we have a website called finallynoticed.com. Yep.
I should give you Roland's number. It's 670. But like mailing you address. Said before, yeah, mailing address, I got that. Like you said, it's finallynoticed.com. On Facebook and Twitter, it's going to be the High Note Music Competition. So you can just literally search up High Note Music Competition. Besides that, we have our email addresses as well. We're still looking for artists. If you guys are interested and you want to listen to this, it's going to be artist with an S at the end at finallynoticed.com. And also we have an information page as well. If you have any questions, that's info@finallynoticed.com as well. So
okay. Finallynoticed.com. Do y'all have a date planned for the event?
September 23rd at 7 p.m. It will be a Saturday on Kennesaw's campus.
Yep.
All right. I just wrote it down.
Perfect.
At Kennesaw campus.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
I'm Adam Wozniak.
I'm Darren Parkinson.
And I'm Alex Stoker.
We are Biz Radio U, pushing knowledge further by spotlighting the best in business.